SBS Radio.
Itinatakda ng Australia ang World Refugee Day na kung kailan ginagamit ng mga tagapagtanggol ang okasyon para manawagan sila sa pamahalaan na isiping muli ang kanilang alituntunin sa mga refugee. Ang tema ngayong taon ay binansagang With Refugees o Kasama ang Mga Refugee, at hangad nito na hikayatin ang komunidad na tanggapin at kilalanin ang mga bagong tirang migrante. Narito ang ulat ni Pablo Vinales na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa pagtakda ng World Refugee Day, nakapagnilay-nilay si Renita Datcho, isang refugee mula Syria, sa kanyang bagong buhay sa Australia. Ang 27 taong gulang ay tumakas sa digmaang sibil sa Syria noong taong 2015. Siya ay nakatira ngayon sa Sydney.
It wasn't option for us to choose the people side, to choose that we're gonna actually defend the people and defend the people's freedom. So we were against the regime, and this actually, the regime started to harass my family. So it was the point that we have to leave.
Pagkatapos ng 4 na taon, nag-aaral si Datcho ng negosyo at nagtatrabaho ng full-time. Siya ay isa ding ambassador para sa linggo ng mga refugee, at nais niyang itulak ang tema ngayong taon na binansagang With Refugees o Kasama ang Mga Refugee, na naghihikayat na mas mabuting pakikitungo sa mga bagong dating na migrante.
I have to give back to the community, and I feel like they gave me safe place to stay, and they saved me and my family and other refugees, so I have to give back. And all those myths that people say, like refugees, they don't like to work or study. It's, look at us, look at other success stories.
Ganito rin ang parehong mensahe mula kay Misra Ibrahim, isang refugee mula Ethiopia na tumakas sa kanyang bansa noong taong 2015 pagkatapos ng ilang taong pang-aabuso mula sa kanyang sariling pamilya.
Refugees face a lot of discrimination and like a xenophobia because of our background. People assume that we're criminals or like we're not gonna do any good for the society, but that's not true. A lot of, like, if we look at the statistics, like majority of humanitarians and refugees, they don't commit crimes, they just live a peaceful life.
Ginagamit din ng mga refugee ang okasyon para manawagan sa pamahalaang Australia na isiping muli ang kanilang alituntunin ng pagpapadala ng mga refugee sa labas ng bansa. Ang Australia ay binabatikos ng United Nations sa tinatawag na Offshore Processing at Boat Turnback Policy. Sinabi ni Paul Power mula Refugee Council of Australia, ito ay napapanahong oras na para talakayin ang pagbabago.
The international message that Australia has sent about the harsh treatment of asylum seekers is being much more widely heard than the fact that the country has played a significant role in welcoming hundreds of thousands of refugees, and that Australia is actually matured into a quite diverse and relatively inclusive society.
Sumang-ayon si Professor Jane McAdam ng Caldrock Center for International Refugee Law.
I think it's really important that people reflect on the fact that in different circumstances, they too could be people fleeing for their lives and safety. What we also need to remember is that a successful refugee policy not only manages borders, but that it actually provides people in need with protection, safety, and a future.
Ang taunang pagtanggap ng tinatawag na humanitarian intake sa kasalukuyan ay nasa 18,750 bawat taon. Naniniwala si Professor McAdam na kailangan ng may malawakang pagbabago sa alituntunin ng Australia.
We're calling for a more humane, compassionate, but also legal approach to the protection of refugees and people seeking asylum. For many decades, Australia was a world leader on refugee protection, but in the last 25 years, we've lost our way.
Ang International Refugee Week ay hanggang sa 22 ng Hunyo.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.